Well, good evening and God bless you. For those of you I haven't met, I'm Daniel's father, Elizabeth's father, the pilot. Pastor Tucker asked me to share a little bit about what I'm doing, about the trip to China, and about the change of direction in our life. And I just want to begin by saying that in 1967, we graduated from university and went to Elam Bible Institute and first sat under Pastor Bailey and met Robert and Angeline and Daniel and Mary and Gazaway and Paul Karam and Eldon and Lois and others. And then at the end of that year, I got married and brought my bride back to Elam in 1968, and we actually moved into the apartment that the Tuckers were vacating when they went back to Michigan. And so that year, I took the standard classes, and my wife majored in the Baileys. She took all of Sister Bailey's classes and all of Pastor Bailey's classes. And when they left at the end of 1968, we realized there was nothing else there for us. And that's an understatement. And so we bounced around with the Gazaways and Paul Karam to another Bible school, Pinecrest. And then finally, I got caught in the universal military conscription that was going on at that time called the draft. So I had a choice. I could enlist in the Army as a soldier, or I could go fly in the Air Force. So I took the Air Force and went to pilot training. And I just want to share with you, after I went into the Air Force in about the year 1971, the Lord spoke something to my wife and I from Isaiah chapter 51 and 1 and 2. And I don't have time. You can ask Pastor Tucker about all the many voices that there were going on at Elam at that time. But the Lord spoke this to us. Look into the rock from whence you were hewn, into the hole of the pit from whence you were digged, to Abraham your father, and to Sarah your mother. And he spoke that to us specifically about Pastor and Sister Bailey, that they were our spiritual father, and we were to look to them and call them and talk to them. And so here I am in the Air Force after being in the Bible school, and there's this cognitive dissonance. Why am I here? And I'm supposed to be in the ministry. And it took Pastor Bailey many years to get that straightened out in me. And to realize that I was in the place where God had called me to be at that time. And so I finished 20 years in the Air Force and flew big airplanes, and then I went to the airlines for about 15 years and flew bigger airplanes, and then I flew business jets for 9 years. And that company went out of business, and I had been talking to Pastor Gazaway about that, and we took counsel with him, and he said, well, I've prayed, and I feel like you should retire and get a master's degree from ZCU. And that was actually not on my radar screen at all. And so that took a period of adjustment. That was a big change in our life. And then last fall, Pastor Wallace called me on a Wednesday evening and said, I need you up here in a week and a half to teach true Christianity for a week, and you have to be here on Sunday night. And that was really a change. And the thoughts going through my mind were, there are so many people who are better qualified to do this than me. Why are they calling me? And when I came up here, and as Pastor Krupp said yesterday, there's nothing like a deadline to make you scramble. The Lord dealt with my heart that I had a wrong attitude, and this was not from them. This was from Him. And so I meekly said, yes, Lord. So this was another big change of direction. Pastor Tucker called me in I don't remember, January or the first part of the year, and said, I have another assignment for you. And this time I was very meek, and I said, yes. But the purpose of going was to fulfill a new mission from Zion. Basically, I taught a seminar on the Gospel of John to 12 students, and we taught for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. You can show that slide, Joel. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. Everybody in the seminar was a church worker. So there were cell group leaders, the assistant pastors, music leaders, prayer group leaders, Bible study leaders. Everybody was there. Who was there was involved in ministry of some type. The point person there, she's over there sort of by herself in a sense because there's no Zion Church for her to go to. I will tell you, you can show the next slide. This is the professional translator they hired for me and is a real jewel, a real treasure. And it is the hand of the Lord that brought her to Zion. And she's a lot like Elizabeth. She has a very, very sweet spirit, but she can be very directive. She plans and organizes very well, and she takes care of problems. We had a problem person in the seminar who wanted to come and didn't want to pay and had some crazy doctrine, and she dealt with them and cast them out. So needs our prayer, notes of support, and she's a very precious person. Now, when I showed up, many of you have asked me the question, how was, and what I just told you what we did there, but I didn't answer the question of how was, and when I showed up on the streets, or being there, I have to say, just revolutionized my life and my way of thinking about that country. Because when I stood there, I felt a great openness in my spirit. And I was amazed. There's a tremendous openness there for the gospel if we walk according to wisdom. If you walk according to wisdom, there are tremendous opportunities. The country is wired with Wi-Fi. You can go to McDonald's or Starbucks or any other place and download Zion e-books. So there's tremendous possibilities and tremendous capabilities there. And I asked the Lord for a scripture. And yesterday when Pastor Tucker asked me, I asked the Lord, "Lord, give me a scripture." And there were several that bounced around in my heart. And this is the one that really stuck in my heart. And it's from Acts chapter 18 and verse 9 and 10. And the Lord is so concerned about Corinth that he appears to Paul in a vision. And he says, "Don't worry. Nobody's going to hurt you." And this is what he says, "For I have many people in that city." Now, in Paul's day, the number of people in the population of Corinth was numbered in the tens of thousands. And yet the Lord could be so concerned for them that he would appear to Paul in a vision and say, "Don't worry, I have much people here." Now, take that as a template. There are hearts that will respond to the gospel. There are hearts that when they hear the message of Zion, of the highway of holiness, going up to the presence of the Lord, will respond to that. And I've been changed. And I've had my heart changed, my attitude about changed, and could soak up every Zion teacher that comes forth for the next 20 years because it's such a vast area and population. But the opportunities there are incredible. When I was in Tuxpan, I wanted to pray, have the saints in Tuxpan to pray, took pictures and sent them to say, "Hey, we're praying for you." So I'd like to close this asking if we could stand together and pray